If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows, Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
Shop Superstart Premium, Extreme, or Platinum batteries at O'Reilly Auto Parts and get up to a $15 gift card after rebate. O'Reward members can also get a $5 reward with their battery purchase. For power, performance, and reliability, choose Superstart. Only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back to Old School with DP and J. Presented by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese.
Welcome back to Old School. Real quick, again, Fridays are for smiles, and I like that. A couple of folks texted in and nominated some folks. I'll say this, if you can get here by 6 o'clock, we'll hook you up. So, yeah, your wife had a tough week, quit smoking, you want to do something, come on by. If you can get here by 6 o'clock, be amazing. Also from the Starter Heyman text line, what's up, DP? Duke here. What's up, Duke? This is for Master Sergeant Steve Phillips. Hey, thought of you today. Thank you for your service to the USA. Be strong in your recovery, and you'll be okay. From your brothers at Eagle Delivery Service, well done, well done, well done. So there's that. So if you text it in and nominate somebody that you wanted to make smile on a Friday, look, if you can get here by 6 o'clock, we'll give you something that you can take to them and offer them that for a smile. So good stuff. Also from the text line, particularly excited about Ramel because his dad experience plus his offer sheet was impressive. You got an Oregon offer on the West Coast, your series. Big guard that can shoot it, love it. High basketball IQ. That's rock solid dude. So let's go through this a little bit. We were talking about quarterbacks in the NFL who could actually lead their team to the Super Bowl, not just be on a Super Bowl team, but can lead. So we know Tom Brady is a yes. We know that Patrick Mahomes is a yes.
Aaron Rodgers, yes.
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron. Russell Wilson, yes.
Yes. Then Roethlisberger, no more.
No more.
Ooh. Right? Let's see.
Everything's got to be set up for him.
Trevor Lawrence has an incomplete.
No.
Baker Mayfield.
No.
Good. I just wanted to make sure we were on the same page. Here's one that we circle. Number 4, Dak Prescott. Mm-hmm.
He's on the line for me.
Mm-hmm.
There's two guys I think that are prominently on the line for me.
Yeah.
Dak. That would be Dak and Lamar Jackson.
Yep.
Oh, Lamar Jackson, no. Dak, yes.
I don't think Lamar Jackson could. No. Yes.
I would say the same as Jay. I would say Lamar, Dak, no. Dak yes. Sure.
I think Dak, yeah.
Not for sure, but definitely. I feel very comfortable with Dak leading me to a Super
Bowl. He's close to the line, though.
Yeah. Here's one for you. Josh Allen.
Yes.
You giving him credit already?
Yes.
Okay. Kyler Murray.
No.
I would say no, but he's close to the line.
I think he's close to the line.
He won't make it through a whole season. He's been broke off already.
Josh Allen plays more at risk than Kyler Murray.
But he's like 6'5", 250.
Yeah, he's three times the size.
Yeah, but if I hit you in your knee, I don't care how tall you are. Your knee is your knee, and that's a whole other thing.
But everybody's susceptible to that.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking about the little stuff that Kyler gets that puts
Derek
him out.
Carr.
No.
Matthew Stafford.
No. Nope.
Ooh.
With the addition.
I like Matthew Stafford.
With the addition.
I got to see him beat a winning football team.
I get I'm pausing on that one, but
right?
I lean no.
Right? Like
He's close to the line for me.
Okay.
Matthew Stafford before the Rams, definitely no. Matthew Stafford with the Rams.
And now,
I would probably say
now
more
with OBJ
to the yes.
And
that might make him worse.
You think so?
Seems to be there's some dysfunction that follows him around.
I think everybody with OBJ has revisionist history
yeah.
of 4 years ago when he was the best receiver in the game for
uh-huh.
one that season.
Uh-huh.
And the one-handed catches and all the – I mean, he was more famous for what he did pregame versus what he did in the game.
It's true.
But remember, I'm a Washington fan. He murdered me.
And ever since then, he has been garbage.
Okay.
He's been injury-prone. He's been somewhat of an issue, and he can't get out of
the – Would you take him on your team?
Yeah, because, I mean, you can't – I mean, yeah, for a year, yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't give him like a long-term contract, no.
I like Matthew Stafford with the Rams because I look at that situation and I see what they used to look like with Jared Goff and now how they look with Matthew Stafford. I like Stafford quite a bit.
Yeah, this is probably his best. I mean, this is his
now,
best chance.
Grant, there's a lot of talent
23
around 23
TDs, 6 interceptions.
There's a lot of talent around
him. 6
is
solid numbers.
Yeah, I always thought with the Lions that he elevated them to like what they were. They would have been terrible without him.
Quick trivia question. What starting quarterback has the greatest touchdown to interception ratio this year, right now? What starting quarterback has the greatest touchdown to interception ratio?
Kyler Murray.
It's not Herbert, is it?
No, no.
It's not Kyler Murray.
No.
Oh, it's probably
Kyler Murray. 17-7.
More picks than I would have thought.
This person is 17-3.
No idea.
17-3, this person.
Dak?
No. Carson freaking Wentz.
Mm. That's surprising.
Right,
he's a no for me.
Yeah.
He's a no.
He's
for
still
me.
A no for me.
Right. Yeah, but it was like I'm looking down this list and going
Carson Wentz, heck no.
Right? Like that number is it's bananas. Tom Brady's, 25-5. That's pretty impressive.
Carson Wentz, no.
Right? So,
I mean, that dude.
Oh, I'd take 25-5, though, over 17-3. Like, I don't care what your ratio is. You got 25. That's 8 more.
That's a lot. That's a lot
20
more
touchdowns.
I'm just saying, as you go through it, this is how we break it down. So, Teddy Bridgewater's no.
No.
Matt Ryan.
No.
Done. Ryan Tannehill.
No.
No. He needs a solid running game.
But he has one.
Yes, so in the situation,
right. Ryan Tannehill is not going to win it by himself.
Exactly.
But he can win a Super Bowl with him.
With a solid running game
with what he has around him.
Yeah, but we're talking about the guys that can like elevate you to a Super Bowl.
No,
right?
Yeah,
yes.
So
they need Derrick Henry for that.
So are we saying that as far as NFL is concerned, we know who could win a Super Bowl, and now we're just waiting for them to figure it out.
Yep.
So it's Rodgers, Dak's a maybe. Cousins is a no.
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 Josh Allen, you guys went on the list. Justin Herbert, do we say yes as a group or no?
I'm in. I'm in on Justin Herbert.
I like
Herbert.
Okay. What about Joe Burrow?
No.
No.
Okay. So
not yet.
How close to the line is he? Because I think he's pretty close.
I don't think he's close.
He has a couple guys around him. He's closer than you think.
He's a running back away.
Well,
yes.
They got to run. Joe Mixon can tote the pill.
Yeah, but he doesn't do it. Under duress, he's a real good. Hey,
Joe.
They've
Mixon,
thrown two touchdown passes, and now they play action him or they draw play him, and he gets in space.
He's a big. He's boom or bust game. He's not a consistent, but he'll end up with 1,200 yards.
1, 2, 3, 4.
While you're counting, Officer Hill said he wasn't listening.
5,
so we got to give a shout out to 6. Nate Hill, Officer Hill, aka. The most handsomest Lincoln Police Department officer.
On the calendar.
On the calendar.
I need him to block some numbers for me.
Yeah. right. This is crazy.
No, but he's a good dude.
So there's only 7.
Yeah.
And we got to take Deshaun Watson off the list.
And those match up with organizations that are actually trying to win. I mean, Philadelphia Eagles, you draft Jalen Hurts. and then you just give him the starting spot, you know you can't win no games with him. Chicago Bears, you draft Justin Fields.
If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint, it's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows, Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Give up draft equity for him after you fumble away with Trubisky and have no offensive talent around a talented quarterback like Justin Fields. This is why I say most teams are playing dress up like GMs. The Jets, you draft homeboy from Utah, BYU, knowing dang well he ain't going to be able to survive in New York with that type of media, let alone with that offensive line, let alone without any running back or receivers, a legit number one or number two receivers, and he didn't even get past the first quarter of the season.
Who is their running back? Who is
the guy? It's one of the Williams from
Carter
Williams from North Carolina. He got drafted not this year, but the year before, because the other one is at Denver. They had two of them.
Javonte. Yeah.
So there really are. We really are just waiting for seven teams to figure out.
Do they still have Tevin Coleman?
Does it matter?
Well, that was just a name.
Yeah, tell me, does it matter? Has Tevin Coleman ever finished the season?
No. I'm just trying to give depth on who they have in their running back room. I wasn't saying that as that's a difference maker.
Yeah, they might have Fred McNeil to come out of retirement too. You know who Fred McNeil is?
Gotta go back in the day.
That's a long time.
John Riggins with the afro and the mohawk.
If you have a quarterback, you don't have anything. I mean, that's it. You have to have one of those 5 to 7 guys if you want it. So what was the list? So we had, I'll just go down it. Mm-hmm. Josh Allen. Nobody in that division.
Russell,
Herbert.
Russell Wilson.
I'm just going division by division here. Allen, Herbert, Mahomes, Dak, Rodgers, Tom Brady, maybe Stafford, Russ, and that's it.
That really was it, wasn't it?
That dang Russell Wilson. And here's the thing what people don't understand about quarterback play, right? And this even trickles down to college. You can say high school at some point in time, like the Cole Payton last year, right? There's a lot of quarterbacks out here that will play and be stat sheet stuffers and do that. And probably those are a lot of quarterbacks that won't win you a lot of games. But those same quarterbacks will lose you a lot of games.
This is how amazing playing, this breaks down.
Because playing the position of quarterback, there's an art to it. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it has nothing to do with physical ability, arm strength, what they call it, spinning the ball. These little dudes. Yeah. No, they just talk about, he can really spin
it. He can spin it.
Yeah, or whatever. He can't hit a broadside of a barn when he has to make a check.
Yeah, that's how you end up with Zach Wilson.
Right, or anything like that. Or Johnny Manziel running around with his pads on. He had the best pro day ever with no defense out there, so forth and so on. But playing the position and knowing how to lead people, throw people open, be on time, and stay in the moment is something that isn't taught at these 707 camps. Now, you might have Barry Thompson and those guys teaching them, but those are few and far between that are really teaching them how to play the game. Because what people are doing, there'll be people here in Lincoln, Omaha, they'll go to these little training places or whatever. They'll teach you how to jump over boxes and do all these routes, right? But they're not teaching you how to play the game.
Is that the most is that the position where you need the most intangibles?
Yeah.
Like what you're describing is intangible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to have that. You either got it or you don't. And you can build. You can kind of like grow into it, but you got to be willing to do it. And that's
a lot of work.
Here's a perfect example: Cam Newton. The thing that's hurt Cam Newton is when he was at his peak, instead of keep doing the same thing he was doing and
listen to somebody, bam,
and thinking that he was invincible. Well, the NFL stopped calling hits on him, and then now his shoulders were blown out. But if he really worked on his fundamentals, intangibles, learning the game, learning how to throw people over.
Because he's got all the tangibles.
He's got all the physical tools.
Right.
He doesn't have the intangibles. He wouldn't be, you know, bouncing around. He's too much of a talented. He's better than
16
of those guys that we just said, that's named off right
there. Like right now.
Like right now. Heck, and I'm willing to tell you this right now, Brett Favre, where his, you know, redneck self can come from, he'll come right off his tractor
and
today
and be better than
20 quarterbacks right now. Today.
Think of
because
it this
he
way.
Knows how to play the position.
You've got one team in the AFC East that can win it. You have no teams in the AFC North. You have no teams in the AFC South. You have two teams in the AFC West. One team in the NFC East. One team in the NFC North, one team in the NFC South, and one team in the NFC West who have a legitimate shot at winning a Super Bowl.
That's not that's not totally true.
That's not totally – because here's the thing with the Chargers, okay?
I included them in this.
They always have that – you know, Phillip Rivers could win. It would do it. Phillip Rivers has won a lot of games with no talent. But the Chargers will either – start off like 0-6 and end up, you know, 10-6 or, you know, 9-7 or whatever and barely miss it. And then when you think about Ryan Tannehill, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's not a quarterback that can just put you on his back and say we're going. Mm-hmm. But Vrabel in Tennessee has said, you know what, this guy right here can play like an all-star or an all-pro or whatever in our system. So
right.
If Adrian Peterson gets that running attack going and you got Julio Jones and Brown – then now that elevates him actually maybe above Herbert to win a Super Bowl
so
this year.
We just named the 6 or 7 guys that could win you the Super Bowl. There's probably 6 or 7 more that have a good enough infrastructure to do it, but they just don't have a great quarterback.
Right.
And the Titans are definitely one of them.
Somebody asked this. They said that what current Super Bowl contender that if they were to land Deshaun Watson would move themselves up to Super Bowl?
Is that over? Is this still happening? Or?
No, it's over. Trade day is over. He's chilling for the rest of the year, getting 20-something million.
Yeah.
And they're going to trade him
unless
probably
they release
for 20.
Him. 20 which they said they weren't going
to. Yeah. Well, he's still going to get paid. They're not going to release him because they're going to try to get some draft equity.
Yeah.
If somebody got Deshaun Watson, who, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be next year.
Mm-hmm.
It's too hard now.
It's too hard to tell because the teams that were looking for him or wanting him aren't Super Bowl contenders. The only team.
Well, how about Denver?
I was just about to say the only team that he could elevate.
A 5-4 team.
No, but I'm saying if
Colts.
If, yeah, but they're not. They're all in on Wentz.
Steelers.
They wouldn't bring him in.
I would almost bet that the best place for him, the one dude who could get Deshaun right, is Mike Tomlin.
Well, it's not about him being right. I mean, he's the Steelers. Their business in the model is they're not going to bring him in at quarterback. They're not going to do
Patriots.
They already got Mac Jones.
Ain't nobody keeping Mac Jones if you got Deshaun Watson.
They're keeping Mac Jones.
Okay.
They're keeping Mac Jones.
That's fair. All right.
But if he goes to Denver with Denver's young receivers, if they're healthy. With Noah Fant and with that defense, people forget Denver's when they went down and beat the brakes off of Dallas. That's the number 3 D in the league, and then they even played better.
Can you say that again, really slow?
What?
That they went to Dallas and beat the brakes off?
Oh yeah, they went to Dallas and beat the brakes off the Cowboys.
Thank you, sir.
With the number 3 defense.
Thank you.
After Von Miller was traded to the LA Rams.
Thank you so much. That made my Friday. Okay, we'll throw it a break. Again, you got like 15 minutes to get down to the station if you want to make a smile. But Jay's picks. Jay, we're going to close out the week with Jay's picks.
We're coming with it.
Okay, buckle up, folks. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and J. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows? Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.